God's Hashem's name. Yoim of God's Numen. How do you pronounce it in Yiddish? Why is today called the day of Hashem's? Okay, the day of Hashem's name. Because today we return to recite, to say, Baruch Ato Hashem. Okay, Dr. Bin Sak. Today we return to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hokel HaKadosh. For the last 10 days, we have been reciting, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. Now, if you ask the average person, they'll say, which one is more choshev? What is more choshev? To say, HaMelech HaKadosh or Hokel HaKadosh? So the average person will say, HaMelech HaKadosh, the Aseres, Yirei Teshuva, Malchus, Hashem is the Melech, L'makabel O Malchus Shemayim, this is Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar in order to declare Hashem to be the Melech, HaMelech HaKadosh.
If HaMelech was the more choshev, it would be saying all year. I claim that HaKel HaKadosh is probably greater.
Why?
And HaMelech we say because Hashem Melech, that's the...
That's the theme, the theme, the Inyan Yom.
The theme of Rosh Hashanah.
But is it, are you taking a downgrade? So it's very posh. It is.
HaMelech was greater, we would say it all year round.
You're allowed to say HaMelech, but I can't say Hashem's name now. As I say HaKel, I pronounce Hashem's name with a kuf. Because Aleph and then the letter Lamed
right,
is one of the seven names, She'enam Nimchokim. You're not allowed to erase, you're not allowed to say in vain the name of Kel. It's sacred. So how could it be during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah we take a step down and we refer to Hashem with a title that's mundane, that has no sanctity? You can write down HaMelech HaKadosh, you can say HaMelech HaKadosh all you want and you have not done any harm. But if a person says HaKel HaKadosh the way it's meant to be pronounced, you've done an Avera. It's a terrible Avera. Lo sis Hashem, Hashem Elokecha Lashav. You're not allowed to take Hashem's name in vain. So the truth really, so even though we tend to think that by saying HaMelech HaKadosh, we are taking a step up in acknowledging the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's another dimension to look at that we are really taking a step down because we're saying a term that is chol, that has no sanctity. Today, we return on the 11th day of Tishrei to recite, to say, Hokel HaKodesh. So this is a drush. This is not a drush, and the understanding is as follows. What happened on Aleph Tishrei? We all know this. Hayom Haras Olam. It is the anniversary of the creation of man. Man was created on the first day of Tishrei. Creation began on the 25th day of Elul. That was Ma'aseh Bereishis. And then come to day six, Yom Hashishi. Coincides with Aleph Tishrei. And throughout the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah and the Piyutim, that theme comes up again and again. When a person is born, a child is born, you take him to shul, you take a child to anywhere, a child does not yet have the sophistication to understand how this world works. You don't take a child to meet a king, a head of state, someone, a very distinguished person. Distinguished people don't have time to waste with people who don't appreciate who they are. You need to be trained. You need to go to school. You need to, take a walk around the block and get to learn how this world operates and to appreciate who's in charge. Over time, as you develop and you mature, then you develop a sensitivity to the sacredness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every single year, when we come to Aleph Tishrei, it's not just Rosh Hashanah, okay, Yom HaDin, there's another element, there's another dimension, there's a reenactment. There is a reenactment of creation. We're reborn on Aleph Tishrei. Now we're not totally reborn, but there is a freshness in coming and starting all over again. And right away we're taught, there's an authority in this world. There's a melech. You don't just do whatever you want. There are rules, regulations. You live in a world, there's a bal habira, and you have to understand there's a melech. Okay, that's what we do. Aleph Tishrei, Beis Tishrei, Gimel Tishrei. And we go through 10 very, very holy days. When we conclude Yom Kippur, we get a diploma. We graduate. We graduate in our re-experiencing the development of man. And we now come to a level where, oh, Hashem is not just the Melech. Hashem is the Kel. Hashem is divine. There is spirituality in this world. There is, our relationship has matured to a degree where we no longer just refer to Hashem as the Melech, but now we can refer to Hashem as the Kel HaKadosh. Until now, he was the Melech HaKadosh. Now it's a higher madrega of HaKel HaKadosh. Today is a very holy day. Today, the 11th day of Tishrei, there's nothing like that feeling you get when you go home from Yom Kippur. Okay, when you go to Yom Kippur, it's a very unique experience. Going to Shul Erev Yom Kippur and coming home Yom Kippur. There's nothing like it.
If during the Aser Shmei Tshuva, you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh.
Yes. You have to go back.
What happens if you say HaMelech HaKadosh now instead of HaKadosh?
So I didn't learn that, review the halachas this year. It sticks in my mind from last year. I don't quote me because I have to remember. I believe that Mitzvah Yom Kippur, if you say Mitzvah Yom Kippur, HaMelech HaKadosh, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But Shacharis today, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. It's not correct?
I don't think so. I think you never have to repeat.
Google it.
No, you have to repeat.
I don't think so.
If you say HaMelech HaKadosh during the year,
I think so.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, you have to. I think the only dispensation is Mitzvah Yom Kippur because you're still in the glow. I don't remember. I didn't look it up, the halacha. Believe that there later today. I'll try to look up the halacha to review the halacha. If you say the wrong thing, if you say HaMelech HaKadosh during the year. During the year, you have to say HaKel HaKadosh. I say HaMelech HaKadosh. But put aside the halacha. Just focus on the concept. HaKel HaKadosh has within it a dimension that is higher, that is greater, that is more sacred than saying HaMelech HaKadosh. Although we have gone through the Yimei Hadin, Aser Simei Teshuvah, and these are very holy days, in one dimension, we've taken a step down. We've defined Hashem with a mundane term. He's a melech. A melech is not one of the shemos she'enem nimchakim. After 10 days, we have earned, through the avoda of 10 days of teshuvah, we have earned the right, a gift, where we can now refer to Hashem as the Kel HaKadosh. And this is cause for celebration. So today is the day of Hashem's name. We return to refer to Hashem as the Kel HaKadosh. Okay, now I don't remember if I said told this to you at Erev Yom Tov. Maybe if you remember if I did, I spoke about the Ovina Malkenus. So the Ovina Malkenus Erev Yom Tov? On today during the Aser Simei Teshuvah, we recited Avinu Malkeinu numerous times. How many Avinu Malkeinus do we have? Everyone knows the joke.
Yeah. One.
Only one. We only have one Avinu Malkeinu, but yet we mevakesh from the one Avinu Malkeinu many requests. And the Avinu Malkeinu, you know, who's the one that invented the term Avinu Malkeinu? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who invented he's the one that coined the expression Avinu Malkeinu Chotanuluf. I think he invented the first, I don't remember the first one, Avinu Malkeinu Chotanuluf Anecha. And that expression was so endearing to Klal Yisrael that over the ages we've expanded, and we have actually 44 Avinu Malkeinus. And in the Avinu Malkeinus, the whole Avinu Malkeinu really is patterned after Shemoina Esrei. In the middle of Avinu Malkeinu, there are 13 Avinu Malkeinus, which are basically a synopsis of the 13 middle blessings of the Shemoina Esrei. The Shemoina Esrei, we have 13 blessings in the middle, we have 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, and we have there, you go through the Nusach, there is all of the Tzrachim of Klal Yisrael are in the center of the Avinu Malkeinu, towards the beginning, there are 13, and those 13 are patterned after the 13 blessings of Shemoyne Esrei. And that's one of the reasons why you don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. Because just like you don't say on Shabbos, you don't daven a Shemoyne Esrei of Chol to ask your private needs. So, the same way we don't daven a Shemoyne Esrei of Chol on Shabbos, we don't recite Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. You'll ask, oh, but it's Yom Tov. Okay, that's a kasha. Okay, now there's another very popular idea is why there are 44 Avinu Malkeinus. It has a lot to do with Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, we have any mathematicians here? We once said this before. How many times? How many? There are 44. There are 44 alchets. Alchets shechatan lefnecha be'oynis uveratzayin. The 44, they correspond to the 44. What else is 44? How many times on Yom HaKippurim did the Kohen Gadol sprinkle blood as part of the avoda of Yom HaKippurim? Okay, 44. 8 times in the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the par, 8 times in the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the ayil, 8 times on the Poroiches, 8 times off of the par and 8 times off of the aisle, that's 32. And then he sprinkled on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin and 7 times on the surface of the Mizbeach. So that is another 7, that's 11. So where are we up to? 32. 43, and what did he do with all of the leftover blood? He poured it on the yesoid of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. 44 applications of blood. The Kohen Gadol was busy with the blood of the Avoida. I'm not talking about the other Korbanos. I'm talking about the special Korbanos, the Miyuchid, for the Avoidas Yom HaKippurim, the Par and the Soir. 44 applications of blood. So the number is not a coincidence. The number is there for a reason why we have 44. You mentioned there are 44 alchets. There are 44 applications of the blood of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Avinu Malkeinu very much is related to the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. And then, when Yom HaKippurim is over, it's over. It's over. V'hu rachum. Yechaper avon. No more. We're done. We're done. We're all finished. And then you come to the first bracha that is a weekday bracha. Atochoinen. Atochoinen l'adam das. L'galami l'enashvina. Oh, Havdalah. Atochoinen l'adam das. L'galami l'enashvina. Choneinu mi'itcha de'a bina v'haskel. And then we say atochoinenu. Ato chonantonu limada toira secha. Vatil lamadenu lasos chokei ritzonecha. Vatavdel Hashem Elokeinu ben kodesh lechol ben or lechoshech ben Yisrael lo amim. Ben yamashvil lesheshem yamase. That's it. That's all we really should say. There's no need to say more. You said it all. Havdala. Why in ato chonim? Because the das needs is the one that makes that distinction. And then someone put in the siddur a son that doesn't really belong here. Avinu Malkeinu number 45. Avinu Malkeinu Hochel Oleinu Hayomim Haboim Likrosenu Lesholim Chasuchim Mikol Chet Umenukim Mikol Ovon Umedubokim Beyirosecha. Avinu Malkeinu 45. After Chosmeinu, you said all the Avinu Malkeinu with everyone is screaming. In some shuls, they finish too early. Everyone knows the trick. You finish too early. You say all of the Avinu Malkeinu's responsively. Okay, for 20 minutes. You say all the Avinu Malkeinu's.
We never finish early. We always finish
late. All the Avinu Malkeinu's. Eretz Yisrael, the whole Yisrael does it, because there they do duchening. They have to duchen when it's still daytime. So they have to stall. They have to stall. Try to get an Israeli to stall. Okay, but they still have to delay. not easy for an Israeli to to tell him to wait. Selanut, that's the hardest part of Yom Kippur for the Israelis. That at the end is to be patient, to wait. That's part of the inisim es nafsha seichem. This is the real inisim es nafsha seichem. To tell the Israelis to be patient. So, haloi davar, avinu malkeinu, this is avinu malkeinu number 45. You thought it was over. You thought it was over. You said avinu malkeinu throughout the entire Aseres Yemei, teshuva shachris, mincha, on Yom Kippurim, by Ma'ariv, shachris, mincha, ni'ilah. And now, you're not done yet. There's one more avinu malkeinu.
Two more. You have slachlonu and hashmeinu. Has avinu malkeinu.
Where do you have another one?
Yeah, Hashveinu.
Where do you have?
Hashveinu.
No, Avinu Malkeinu, the term. I'm looking for this magic combination.
Well, it has Avinu.
It has Avinu. Hashveinu Avinu L'Soro Secha V'Karaveinu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha. Okay, I hear. But I want to find the pure Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Hachel Aleinu Hayabim. And by the way, what is it doing here? What is it doing here? If I would not know better, I can't say this, but I'll say it anyway. If I would not know better, I would say that this Avinu Malkeinu was only composed. Again, I'm telling you, there's a total lie. There's no mekar for this. I'm telling you, there's no mekar. I'm about to tell you. Don't get me wrong over here. I'm making up something. But if I would not know better, I would think that this line was only created to be said Moitzo Yom Kippur. Because when else can you really say this? Hochel Olenu Hayomim Haboim Likrosenu. The days that are coming upon us. It doesn't say the next this week. It doesn't say anything over here in this Nusach that we're referring to the week, the coming week. It's Motzoi Shabbos, and we have six more days. It says the days that are coming upon us. L'shalom. And then it teaches. What is shalom? I always tell you that shalom, there are three parts to peace. Chasuchim mikol chet. To be withdrawn, to be separated, removed from sin. Umenu kim mikol avoin, clean from avoin, umidubakin, and to cleave biyirasecha. You can only say this mitzvah Yom Kippur, because mitzvah Yom Kippur you're clean. You have emuna. Hashem has forgiven us. There are no chatoim. There's no avoin after a whole day davening. When else in the entire year are these words more true? And mitzvah Yom Kippur, you cleave, you grab on to your new state of noki mi'chet, chasuchim mikol chet, umenukim mikol avon, and umudubakim b'yorsecha, and yimama shibeg Hashem. Halavai, halavai, that this frame of mind, this holy, uplifting frame of mind should stay with us the whole year. The whole year. It should just go with us the whole year. You know, there are a lot of things that were only meant to be said mitzvah Yom Kippurim. There are a few things. For example, you know, the tefillah, I don't know who says it anymore, the tefillah, I don't say, in Yiddish, it's the only thing, the only Yiddish in the art scroll Siddur. Got von Avram. Okay, God from Avram, it's holding his Yiddish, it's a sacred prayer. Oh, so when was it really composed? It was meant to be said mitzvah Yom Kippurim. It was composed. We have adapted it. We have taken it every mitzvah Shabbos. Got von Avram was a prayer that was originally said mitzvah Yom Kippur, and we went and we expanded. There's some other things that were only meant to be said mitzvah Yom Kippur, and we've embraced it and we say it every mitzvah Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, Soin Tiyel Lochem. Mitzvah Yom Kippurim is an elite.
Said, Berchus Abonim is meant to
Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, that's a topic.
That's the way
it started. Yeah. So Baruch tells me that his Rebbe, Rebbe Zitzholz, said it only Erev, like I thought, only Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, they're different Arabs, they're different Mitzvahs.
Right.
Yom Kippur. Only of Yom Kippur.
Right.
So, but you're saying the Isha Yisrael, you're quoting from the Isha Yisrael, which is, I mean, that's unbelievable, says that it was originally composed for Lil Pesach. Okay, I don't know.
I'm just quoting.
Yeah, I don't know. Elu v'elu.
I We always did it every
There's another P, I don't remember, there's another P that was also meant to be said. And like I said, it doesn't say this anywhere, and this is, I have no Mikor, I'm just saying this. It's very interesting. What are you saying, Avinu Malkeinu? Avinu Malkeinu, Hochalinu. The Gemara speaks about making Havdalah in Tefillah. Okay.
What is it corresponding to, the 46?
45. What do we say here? Umidubakin biyira secha. What is 45, the gematria 45? Mem, 40. Hey. Ma Hashem Elokecha shoyel meimach. Kiyim liyira oisai. The only thing Hashem wants from you is yira shemayim.
There's 44 applications of dam.
No, so what's 45? There is no 45. I'm saying number 45 is, and that's not part of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is over. You say this when Yom Kippur is over. And what is its number 45? And what is 45 mem? Hey, the Torah says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimachim Liyira Oisai, Yira Shemayim. That's Ma. That's the only thing Hashem wants from you. Ma Hashem. It's not a coincidence that it's 45. But the question is a good question. This line here, Avinu Malkeinu, the Gemara says, you mechuyev to make Havdalah in Choinein Hados. Because Das and Havdalah, if there's no Das, there's no Havdalah. Okay, so say Ato Chon Antanu. What's this Avinu Malkeinu doing here? Every Mitzvah Shabbos? What's going on over here? It has to be addressed. How to get here? It's nothing to do with anything. That's part. This is part of Havdalah. Chasuch mikol chet, umenu mikol lovin, umenu mikol yirsecha. I have no idea how it got here, but it's here. And certainly, this line has enormous amount of meaning. Moitzoy Yom Kippur, and today, the whole day is one big day of celebration. The Yom Toiv Hoye Oise Koyin Gadol Lachol Oyavav. B'shoa sheyotza mikodesh hakodashim b'shalom emes manele kohen gadol. I don't remember exactly the two different yihiratzins. I'm mixing them up a little bit, but it says in the nusach hatfila before we recite, when we recite emes manedar hoye kohen gadol b'shoa sheyotza min hakodesh b'shalom uveli fega, and right before you say the nusach of mare kohen, this beautiful tefila, and that beautiful tefila says there v'yoyim Toiv hoye oise kohen gadol. He made a party. L'chol oyavav. He made a big party. When did he make the? He couldn't make the party on Yom Kippurim. Couldn't make it on Yom Kippurim. You can't eat on Yom Kippurim. So when did he make the party? Mitzvah Yom Kippurim. Today the kohen gadol made a big party. I'm alive. Because you go into the kodesh hakodashim. If you don't go L'shem Shemayim, there were over 300 Kohanim G'dol in the time of the Bayis Sheni, because many of them did not come out alive. You come out alive, that's pretty good. Why would they go in? Why would they risk their life? For COVID, you do anything. For COVID, to be the Kohen Gadol for one day, Bar Be'Rav T'chad Yoyma, the COVID of being the Kohen Gadol for one day, I have no idea. We're missing a lot. What's going on here? But it says in the Nusach HaTzila, V'yoyim toiv hoyoise koin gadol l'chol oyabo b'shosh shiyotz min ha-kodesh. He made a Yom Tov. There's nothing like the day after Yom Kippur. There's nothing like it. There's a tahara. There's a purity. It's a day of Yom Tov. You know, in fact, I was learning yesterday, Yom Kippurim. What day of all the days of the year is the biggest Yom Tov? So it's a Gemara Masech Latayinis. Lo hayu yomim tovim liYisrael ki Yom Kippurim uchid tu ba'av. So then the Gemara is 2 days. There were no greater yomim tovim v'klal Yisrael. This is the Spitz. And then the Gemara says, Bishloim o Yom Kippurim. Oh, that's easy. Yom Chilo Slicha. Oh, that's easy. But what about on Tu B'Av? Okay, so the Gemara has to go tell you this whole shot. They stop cutting the wood, Shaduchim, the five reasons why it was also called the Yom Tov. The Gemara has to struggle to explain why Tu B'Av is a Yom Tov. But the Gemara starts off and says, Bishlaima Yom Kippurim. Oh, of course. This is a day, is the greatest Yom Tov. It's the greatest Yom Tov. It's a Yom Mechila Uslicha. We're now in Ishruchak. We're in the afterglow of that Yom Tov. Yes, Baruch?
Matzah Yom Kippur, there's 10 reasons why you blow shofar. A lot of these things are in the 10 reasons, a lot of the things you mentioned. And also, it's supposed to say last night, not good Baruch, good Yom Tov. But after last night, it's supposed to say good Yom Tov.
The Yom Tov of Yom Kippurim is celebrated the next day, Mitzvah Yom Kippurim, and by extension, we're today, you know, in the afterglow. Sukkis is Ulekachtem Lechem Bayoim HaRishayin. Bayoim HaRishayin, excuse me, it's day 15. Rishayin Lecheshboin Avoinais. It's the first day of the Cheshbon Avinus. Today you can't do an Avera. today, you know what it's like? It reminded me, this is one of the, Rav Mordechai Zelig Shechter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he passed away, and a few of the Maspidim, they said the same thing. It really shook me up what they said. He says that he saw that Rav Mordechai Zelig said that he saw the Beis Yisrael. That was the Gera Rebbe. When he learned in Eretz Yisrael, he obviously, I never knew this, I never heard this before, he had a shaychus. It was a different world those days with the Gerev, and he said that the eyes that saw the Beis Yisrael cannot possibly do an Avera. I have no nisoyin with Shmira Seinayim. That's what he said. I have no nisoyin. The eyes that saw the Beis Yisrael, they just can't. You can't do an Avera. If you really go through Yom Kippur, you can't do an Avera. It's Rishon L'cheshboin Avoinais. The first time when we can make a calculation, oh, you did an Avera with Cheshboinais. You know, there is an accountability of a serious Avera is Sukkos, because 4 days after the experience of the sacredness of Yom Kippur, you're in a different stratosphere. You can't possibly. It echoes the experience. It's still percolating. It's still vibrating in your neshama, and it's just a very holy time of the year, and it's very worthy to. To take advantage and to savor these moments. This time of the year, person feels different. It's an ace ratzayin. It's a time of Yom Tov. It's a time of hachana for Sukkis. It's very beautiful how you go from one Yom Tov to the next Yom Tov. And halavai, we should take advantage of today's name being the day of Hashem's name. We've graduated. So day after the graduation, we've graduated, we can now once again say Hakel HaKadosh, and it's the day of Hakel Olein, the 45th Avinu Malkeinu. I'll tell you one thing though that really shatters my whole drasha. I have to be honest, right? It was bothering me very much when I was preparing this. There's another Avinu Malkeinu, and that is the very long Avinu Malkeinu where you say Hoser Me'aleinu, and the nusach of Magefa, Fegara, V'chol Machala, V'chol Ketata, V'chol Minei Puranos. You say that at the end of Chazora Sashat, right before Birchos Kohen, Mavina Malkeinu, how does it go? Choser Mi'aleinu, there's a very, very long Mavina Malkeinu. You have a very long laundry list of requests. What? Kali Dever, V'cherev, U'magefa, U'fegara, V'chol Ketata, Mipuranos, Mialkol, Mialkol, Vinei Virisecha. It's a very, very long Avinu Malkeinu, but it begins, Avinu Malkeinu, the same two words. So nu, Sharis my drasha, that's an Avinu Malkeinu on the Yimei Hadin. This is the Avinu Malkeinu which comes after, that's the one that really precedes. That's the Avinu Malkeinu that precedes the other Avinu Malkeinus. That's Avinu Malkeinu number zero. Ground zero. So it's still 45. Avinu Malkeinu Chotanu Lefonecha is one. Avinu Malkeinu Kale Deve Vecheref is Avinu Malkeinu zero.
That's the intro.
That's the intro. That's the intro of Avinu Malkeinu, because that comes before the recital of all of the Avinu Malkeinus, and this is Avinu Malkeinu. Halavai, this Avinu Malkeinu should be with us the entire year. The Yomim Hochel Aleinu, and someone's like, I told you the main thing was on Friday, before Yom Tif, is that someone said, how come no one, people today, they're into wishing their friends exotic blessings. Yishav Nachas, and Yishav Parnasa Berevach, and you should have, all these very people make up all these things. Why don't just give a person a bracha? You should have peace. Shalom. Shalom is koilel everything. We say sim shalom toivu v'racha. And then he always quotes me this word. Look, mitzoy Shabbos, avinu malkeinu, hochel aleinu hayomim habom likroseinu, not nachas and parnosa and gezund, and this, and this, and this, and then this. All you say is, Ayamim ha'bom l'kroseinu l'sholoim. And what is sholoim? What is the English dictionary? Don't even look there. Chazal told us what sholoim is. You know what sholoim is? Three things. Chasuchim mikol chet, umenukim mikol ovoin, umedubokim b'yirasecha. When there's yiras shamayim, you got everything. When you just do no harm, don't do averus. We don't ask here for exotic things. Do this mitzvah. I want to have the zechus this year to do shluach hakein and the zechus to go and say kiddush levana on the moon, right? Who wants to go to the moon? You can say kiddush levana. What an advertisement in Mishpacha magazine. For only $50,000, we'll take you to the moon, and you can say Kiddush Levana on the moon itself. You can't get more exotic than that, right? Right? Who's asking you? You know what the ultimate bracha is? Shalom. A bracha of shalom. Okay, let's just begin to discuss just for a few minutes. We have left until 12 o'clock. Let's discuss just a few minutes about the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Sukkot is coming up. Something very simple. Yeah. It was the first day they learned Torah?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Rashi says it in Yisro. Moshe came down on Yom Kippur.
Right. Beautiful. Rashi, okay, you got me on a Rashi. Rashi has everything, Rashi Chumash. It was the first that Moshe was Malamei Torah Li Yisrael. Wow, that's a very powerful thing. Thank you for telling me that. That's a very, very beautiful thing.
About what happened
Rashi
in the
springs,
the first day they had a Torah to learn from.
They were always mitzvahs. I mean, Moshe also taught them Torah in Morah, Shabbos, and Mitzrayim. But it means the first time he taught them Torah after Matan Torah. Matan Torah was not complete until the Luchos Shniyos. He went up, he taught them, but I went back for another 40 days to learn everything else, and then the Shvir Saluchos, Tzlichu Mechila, Luchos Shniyos, Yom Kippurim. Matan Torah was a process. It was a 120-day process. The process concluded on Yom Kippurim, and Vayehi Mimocharos, Moshe got up to teach them Torah after Matan Torah. We relate to that very, very much. And it's a very special day for Klal Yisrael, absolutely. Okay, let's discuss a little bit of just a few little ideas when it comes to Sukkah. Sukkah is all around the corner. Gotta get up the Sukkah, dry up a little bit. It's gonna be so wet to put up the Sukkah. And what exactly is the mitzvah of Sukkah all about? Leman yedu doroisechem kibat Sukkah is a shafti es b'nei Yisrael. It's pasuk. The pasuk says, "Leman yedu, you shall know, kibas sukois, in Sukkos Hashavti es b'nei Yisrael b'hoitzioi samei eretz mitzroyim, when I took them out of Egypt. Now, it seems like a very simple mitzvah, but really in the Mefarshim, it's an extremely complicated mitzvah. Now, what do I mean by that? Many mitzvahs, we paskin, that when you do a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvahs tzurichos kavana. Everyone knows that when they blow shofar in shul, the rabbi gets up and makes an announcement. We're now about to mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Everyone should have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Very simple, to blow the shofar. You don't need to have any kavana. You don't need kavana. Hashem told you to blow the shofar. That's why I'm blowing the shofar. And that's what all of the Mefarshim say. The only kavana you should have when you blow the shofar is Hashem told you, Yom Teruah Yiyeh Lachem. Oh, what about all the Kabbalah Sfarim and all the Sfarim on the bookcase that tell you all of the kavanas and the... That's wonderful, and you should learn it, and it should be in your mind. It should percolate forever in your mind. And when you're blowing the shofar, it will be with you. You can't ignore the fact that everything that you've absorbed about the Tamei HaMitzvah is going to be in your mind subconsciously or even consciously. But the focus, when you blow the shofar, Yom Teruah Yiyeh Lachem, Hashem told me to blow the shofar, that's why I blow the shofar. Why do you put on tefillin? Torah tells you to put on tefillin. Every mitzvah that's d'oraisa, the Torah generally does not give the reason. And there's a halacha. The halacha is that when you do a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvahs tzurichos kavana. You must have kavana that I'm doing the mitzvah. What's the kavana? To do the mitzvah. Because the Torah did not tell us 95% of the time the reason for the mitzvah, it makes it very easy. I'm obligated to have kavana. What kavana? Do the mitzvah, and that's it. Hashem commanded you to do the mitzvah. Sukkos is a very complicated mitzvah because the Torah told you, not only to tell you the reason, it told you something that a kamat doesn't say by any other mitzvah. Leman yedu doiroi seichem. I'm giving you this mitzvah so that all of your future generations should know. Kibas sukkos hoishavti es b'nei Yisrael. I saved you. Hoishavti. What does hoishavti mean? I settled you. What's a good taitch of hoishavti? I settled you in sukkos. That word is very critical in order to know what the mitzvah is. Es b'nei Yisrael b'hoitzi'i oisam, when I took them out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Leman yedu, you shall know. And that creates a very big problem for us. That's not a problem, but a very great demand. Because being that we have a halacha that you have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah deraisa, it demands. When you do a mitzvah, you have to do it after mitzvah is deraisa, tzricha is kavana. If it's a mitzvah midrabanan, you don't need kavana. Just do the mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah deraisa, you have to pay attention and know, understand why you're doing the mitzvah. So, what are we supposed to think when you do the mitzvah? The Torah told you what to think. Leman yedu, you shall know. Ki basukos hashavti es b'nei Yisrael b'hoitzi'i oisam mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, now we have a very big machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What is the taich of the word sukkah in the pasuk? Is it anane hakovoid? Or is it booths, mamish booths? What is a nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what is the purpose of the mitzvah? Now, Rabbi Eliezer, the Targum Onkelos actually says, Ki basukos hashavti, says it is the anane hakovod. And it appears that we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, that says that it's important to know what the title of the pasuk is, because this is what you have to think when you do the mitzvah. And being that it's machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, is it sukkos mamish or anani hakavod? There's a very big nafkamin. What exactly is it? So let's just discuss some of the dilemmas. Is it Bach on this, and is it a Bach and a Taz who argue on this point, and it creates a big big issue in halacha. Let's discuss. Let's assume the anan, the sukkah is the ananei hakavod. What exactly was the role of the ananei hakavod in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So we find basically two things. Number one, or maybe really three things. Protection. When we left Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, says this in the Pasuk, I don't have the Pasuk in my heart, my lips, but when we left Mitzrayim, Hashem presented the Amud Anan and the Amud Esh. And the Amud Anan served as protection. And then what happened? And when they came to the Yam, the Egyptians were throwing stones, and Hashem he directed the Amud Anan behind them in order to catch the missiles, the iron shield to catch the missiles. The Amud HaAnan, we find in very openly in the Pasuk, was there to protect us, shelter. What else did it do? The Pasuk says beferish, guidance. It guided us where to go. Number three, I mean, it's really the first when we finally were settled in the desert. Went in back, I went in front and back, but it changed during day and night. It was a guide. It's now time to journey. Now it's time to settle. Now it's time to move. And also shell, I mean, pretty much the first reason is that, you know, when we left Egypt and they were throwing missiles, the Amud Anan caught the missiles. When we were actually in the desert itself during the 40 years, it was a shelter. It sheltered us from the heat, from the cold, from a sandstorms. It provided a bubble of shelter from the elements.
Protection?
What?
Isn't that the same as protection?
Yes, but a different type of protection. There's a protection from the enemies, that our enemies, every single enemies are throwing missiles and trying to destroy us. And then there is a protection from nature. The elements. So the Torah tells you, Leman yedu doiroi seichem, ki basukois hoshafti esbine Yisrael behotzi yoisam yeretz Mitzrayim. Mitzvois tzirichois kavon. That is the halach. When you do a mitzvah de'oraisa, the rabbanon, you get away with easy. But a de'oraisa, you mechuyiv to have kavana. What is the purpose of this mitzvah? The purpose of this mitzvah, so if the Torah would be silent, it would say, make sukkahs. The Torah told us to make a sukkah. You look in the Minchas Chinuch, you look in Rav Tzadok, he'll tell you all the reasons why you do the mitzvah. Very good. But why do you blow shofar? Yom Teruah, Hashem told you to blow the Teruah, that's the end. Ah, but your grandchild came home and gave you a whole book, what they learned in yeshiva, 20 reasons why you blow Shofar. Very good, it's good to know that, it's beautiful. But why are you blowing? Now it's time to do the mitzvah. Hashem told you to do the mitzvah. Sukkos, you can't say that. Because Sukkos, the Pasuk said, Leman Yedu, Dor Rosechem, Kibah Sukkos, Hashafti, Yisrael. There's a reason, Torah told you the reason, and the reason is, you shall know, Kiba, what are the sukkahs? Rabbi Eliezer, Targum, is it Targum Yoinus? I think it was a Targum Yoinuson. It was Anani HaKavod. Oh, Anani HaKavod. So when you enter into the sukkah, and you make a bruch, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem Elohim HaMasher, Kedishon, B'mitzvah, V'tzivanu, Leishay V'asukkah, it's a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah is shichas kavana. What are you thinking about? I'm here in a hut, I have schach, and this is a dogma of the Anani HaKavod. And what did the Anani HaKavod do for me? It protected me from my enemies, it protected me from the elements, and it provided guidance. And boy, we need that now like never before. We need that like never before. We need protection from all the crazy things that go on in this world. There are Shoim who try to destroy the world, forget about us, try to destroy us and the world. And we need protection. Rahman has done all these things, this COVID and all these things that go on, you know, just to breathe air. You wonder sometimes, you just breathe air, you go to shul, you're surrounded by a lot of people. Is this healthy? You know, we've been terrorized with what goes on in drinking water. Whoever imagined 20 years ago, Bottled water? Who ever heard of bottled water? You turn on the tap, you turn on the faucet, there's water. Did you ever imagine 20 years ago that everyone here would be drinking bottled water in plastic bottles? Who says the water in the plastic bottles is any better than the water than the tap water?
And if you get it at the airport, $10.
We need protection like never before. We need protection from everything, from our enemies, from the cold, the heat, the elements, and we need guidance. What do we do? What do we do? Should we stay in America? Should we go to Eretz Yisrael? Should we take this job, take that job? It becomes a very relevant and powerful mitzvah when we accept that the word Sukkos means Anane HaKovod, and the Torah tells us Leman Yedu Doiroi Sechem Ki Bas Sukkos Hoishavti Es Bnei Yisrael. Hashem protected us from our enemies. Hashem protected us from the elements. Hashem guided us. That's the Anane HaKovod. That's what you have to have Kavana. Now, let's say you learn Sukkos Mamish. Then over here, I have a beautiful pilpul over here, and the Bach and the Taz and all other Achrayim, they come. Everyone says the opposite, and they all fight this out. It's a very different mitzvah. It's basically, don't forget, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Avodim hayinu lefaro b'Mitzrayim. We were slaves. Hashem took us out, and when He took us out, we built booths. We built booths. We went and we built a hut. We lived in things very similar to what we had. I don't know if it's fiberglass, but we built huts. So what are we doing when we go into a sukkah? The huts don't provide much protection. They don't provide much. You can't sit. It's an adir sarai. It doesn't protect us from our enemies. My father always told me the horror story when they were on Borough Park. The Italians one day wanted to have fun, so they came to the backyard and they burnt the sukkah. They burned down the sukkah. They torched the sukkah. My grandparents told my father, don't go outside. They'll kill you. Let them burn down the sukkah. Better they should burn down the sukkah and not touch you. Okay, so they don't protect us from our enemies. They don't protect us from the rain, because when it rains, you go inside. It doesn't exactly give you guidance how to live your life. You knock on the door, new sukkah. Should I marry her or not? It's not going to give you guidance. So what's the purpose of the sukkah? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zeicher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Ki bas sukkos hoishavti es Mitzrayim. Behoitzii oisom me'eretz Mitzrayim. Do an action, a maisa, that will remind you that once upon a time, Hashem took you out of Egypt. You were slaves. Avod minu lefaro, and Hashem took us out of Egypt. He took us out of Egypt. It's that simple. Oh, we have another holiday, Pesach. We have another holiday, Sukkot. Shavuos is also another holiday of Yitzias. You do things to remember three times a year. There was something called Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have everything. It is koilel, everything. Avodim ki avodahim. You're my servants. V'le'avodim la'avodim. We daven. The whole Yiddishkeit is all rooted in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It is nothing more than an action, a maisa that we do to remember there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and no matter what matzav we find ourselves, slaves in a situation of desperation, that there's nothing that Hashem cannot do. Hayipole me Hashem davar. Is there something? When you focus on that, you got everything. So these are two completely different kavanos that a person has to have. Some say that's mamash ma'akev. When you make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Kedem L'Cholam Asher Kedushan B'mitzvah B'mitzvah L'Eshe B'Sukkah, there's no rabbi in the sukkah telling you, If you sat in the sukkah in shul, certainly the rabbi will get up and will say, Rabbi Sai, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to sit in the sukkah. And when you make the bracha, don't say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemo, and you're not allowed to talk, from the beginning of Sukkot to the end of Sukkot, until the dessert of the last day of Sukkot. When you leave the sukkah.
The whole thing.
Unfortunately, is very misleading because it doesn't follow. It's not la halacha that yiratzon. That yiratzon says that just in case chas v'shalom, it was decreed on the Yimei Hadin that I'm chayiv to go into galus. So by me leaving the sukkah and going, leaving the bayis, the diras keva, and going into the diras arai, das akiyum. Guess what? It's beautiful.
It's a different yiratzon. I don't know, I'm seeing one on the, we have it hanging.
Yeah?
It says about that you have to be mekayim the mitzvahs of sukkah and anani akavod. It has the whole thing.
The whole thing? Okay, could be. I'm not familiar with that one. I'm familiar with the Kabbalistic one.
It's not in the Litvishik.
The Kabbalistic one that is very commonly spoken about in all of the Sfarim is that in case chas v'shalom, a person, there was a decree that he should go into galus, this is the kiyum. Now that is 100% true, and it is exquisitely beautiful, but it does not appear to be, from the Bach and the Taz, what you're supposed to think when you make the bracha of Leshei Basukah. The bracha, mitzvah is shichas kavana, the Torah went out of its way, leman yedu, and if we were in shul, there would be a rabbi to remind us to do this, but we have to do it privately, and basically it's kedai, in order to be kind of the mitzvah b'shleibus, and then these two reasons, you should know that they're really very diametrically apart in hashkafa. Because if you learn that it's sukkos mamish, you're going back to the makor. You're going back to a source. Avodim hayinu. We were in a desperate, desperate situation. Ein lanu lihi sho'ein ella al avinu shabashamayim. He took us out. But if you learn, like Rabbi Eliezer, that's anani hakavod, it's a whole different mitzvah. We're not so desperate. We left Egypt. It already happened. Masha hoya kar hoya. We're not so desperate. Now we're already on the journey, and we need help. We're desperate in a different sense. We have enemies. We're worried about our physical survival, cold, heat, sand, all these different types, and we need guidance. It's different. It's different when the person is a slave. He's not worried how he's going to make parnasa. People who, Rachmana Litzlan, who were in the concentration camps in Auschwitz, they weren't thinking, how am I going to make parnasa when I get out of here? When I get out of here, I'm on the way into the gas chambers, and when I get out of the gas chambers, how am I going to make parnasa? What kind of job? Should I go into computers, become a doctor, a lawyer? Should I become a Rebbe? They weren't thinking about that. You're thinking about, how am I getting out of here? How am I going to survive this? You don't think about guidance and protection, what kind of house you can have. You're going to have this heating, that heating, this. It's a totally different mindset. Let's get out of Egypt. Get out of here. Get out of here. We're stuck in the mud. That's Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Elazar says, no. That's not Sukkot. Sukkot, Sman Simcha Seinu. Pesach is you're stuck in the mud. Sukkot, you're already past that. Now you have new challenges in life. You have enemies, you have dangers lurking all around you, and you need someone to take you by the hand and guide you in life. And that's the mitzvah of Sukkah. Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. This is the kavanas that a person really should l'chatchila have when he makes the bracha. Mitzvah is shichos kavanas. It's a challenge. L'man yedu. Doiroi seichem. It says both really in the pasuk. It says behotzi'i oisamei eretz mitzrayim, and it says sukkos. It says both. Really, it's elu ve'elu diri l'kavon. These are the kavonim for Shavuot when he makes the bracha. Have a wonderful day. Mi'irtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Anyone want to say kaddish? I'm going to say kash. I'm going to say
I'm going to say. He made a very good speech last night. I think it's something like that. No, but it was a very